Monday, the 11th of March. Good morning, kids, and welcome to Kids Corner here at Radio Veritas. So, we've been thinking about and talking about the Gospel of St. Mark as we've been going along. And I want us just to think about one of the very, very important ideas that comes out in Mark's Gospel, and which we're going to hear a lot in Mark's Gospel, is that in the Gospel we hear about Jesus as the Messiah. And I've said this before, but that's hidden from most people. The only people who always recognize that Jesus is the Messiah are, of course, the demons who he casts out. They always know who he is. But there's also something about the natural world in Mark's Gospel knows who Jesus is. So the wind and the waves obey him. We hear that at the end of the story where he calms the sea. But even if we go back a little bit further in the Gospel, when Jesus is in the wilderness, it's in Mark's Gospel, only in Mark's Gospel, that we have the wild animals coming to him. So there's that lovely little line in Mark's Gospel where it says, he was with the wild animals and the angels looked after him. So it's like everyone but the human beings get who Jesus is. The human beings miss it. The demons know, the wind and the waves know, the wild animals know, but the ordinary people, they don't know. And partly they don't know who he is because they're waiting for a different kind of Messiah. They're looking for a Messiah who's going to come and throw out Rome and restore Israel to its to being what it was under King David. But that's not what Jesus does. Jesus isn't that kind of a Messiah. Jesus doesn't come to lead a war. And so there's a real sense in which they have to slowly, 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 slowly come. And the high point or turning point in the Gospel is when Peter recognizes that Jesus is the Messiah. That kind of marks a shift in the Gospel. What happens in the second part? So the first part, we don't see Jesus being recognized as who he is. In the second part, suddenly we do begin to see something about what the Messiah is actually going to do. And so we hear Jesus, he actually says to us what he's going to do. He says, and when Jesus in Mark's Gospel often refers to himself as the Son of Man. So he says, the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many. So that's a moment of prophecy. Jesus is saying that he's going to die, and he's going to die for us. So it's partly telling us that. But he's also saying he's come as the Messiah that the Jewish people have been waiting for. All this time they've been waiting for this Messiah, but he's not come in a way they're expecting. He's come as a servant. He's come as one to be served and not to serve. Isn't that interesting? When we think about, you know, who are modern heroes, if we think about pop stars or rap artists, or we think about soccer stars. Have you got a favorite soccer star? Maybe you're thinking about basketball players or DJs. There's often a sense of entitlement, isn't there? That when people are special, when they're VIPs, they expect to be served. They expect to be first in the line. I can remember somebody saying they really liked flying first class, and one of the things they liked was to be first in the line. And I remember thinking to myself, that's a very silly thing to like if one's a Christian, because that's exactly what Jesus says we're not supposed to want. It shouldn't matter who's first. We should always want to let the other person go first if we're following Jesus. If we're running to the tuck shop to stand in the queue, we should let other people stand in the queue first. We shouldn't push to the front. That's quite hard, hey? Sometimes following Jesus is quite hard. So there's something about being of service that can happen at home as well. You know, if you see mom or granny doing the dishes, you can come and offer to help. If you see dad packing stuff away or doing stuff, you can offer to help. That's the kind of leader Jesus was. He was a servant leader. And we hear that coming through in Mark's gospel, this idea of service and the idea that he's going to suffer. The first time in Mark's gospel, you may want to remember this, the first time that Jesus is publicly acknowledged as the Messiah is on Palm Sunday when he rides into Jerusalem. That's the moment at which, for the first time, the light bulb goes on. And people are like, oh, Jesus is the Messiah. And they get it right just for a moment. But does it end in him? Does it end well? Not really, because Palm Sunday is the beginning of Holy Week. And what happens on Friday of Holy Week doesn't even last a whole week, them recognizing him as the Messiah, when they're busy calling for him to be crucified. And it can look a little bit like a tragedy. The crucifixion can look like a tragedy, and it's a very hard thing for us to understand, especially when we're little. But of course, the crucifixion is not the end of the story. To us, we are resurrection people. That means we live on the other side of the resurrection. Jesus has already risen. We look back at the crucifixion and we see that he is suffering for us, to help us. But we know that he will rise again. We know that he rises on Easter Sunday. And everything is made better. It's made better than it was before. It's not restored to what it was before. It's made even better. So I'm going to pause there for today. We're going to just pause there. Next week, we're going to talk about how Mark's gospel has two endings, which you probably haven't noticed. But we'll have a little conversation about that. But for now, let's close our eyes. And let's ask God to help us to be servant leaders just like Mark describes Jesus as being. Can we follow you, Christ, and learn to be like you? Amen.